Seth and Cain. Many years went by. Adam and Eve grew old. They were surrounded by descendants, for Seth had married and had children. In time, Seth even had grandchildren and great-grandchildren. He had become a great people. Like Cain and Abel and Seth before them, all the children in Seth's family enjoyed the privilege of hearing Adam's stories about God and paradise. Seth's family was filled with a longing for the Redeemer promised by God. Far away, in the land of Nod where Cain had settled, there lived another people. Cain's family was different from Seth's. The children were not told about God's love and power, and they were not filled with a longing for the Redeemer. In that faraway land stood a strong man in the door of his tent. He was singing a song. Listening inside the tent were two women, his wives. There were many other people standing around and listening. The man's name was Lamech. In his hand he held a sword that glistened in the sun. Just as fearful and frightening as that sword was the hatred in his eyes. The song he sang was a song of hate. Ada and Zillah, hear my voice. Wives of Lamech, listen to me. I have killed a man for wounding me, a young man for striking me. If Cain is avenged sevenfold, Lamech shall avenge 77-fold. Those were Lamech's words. The people listening enjoyed his song. That was the way to live, they thought. Be hard, cruel, bloodthirsty. Cain's descendants had built a strong city so that they would be safe from their enemies, and the three sons of mighty Lamech made some amazing discoveries. Jabal was the first to make tents. Now it was no longer necessary to suffer the cold when sleeping the night in the field with the sheep. Jubal found out how to make musical instruments. Tubal-Cain, the first metal worker, learned how to make swords. Now that Cain's people had swords, no one could harm them. They did not think about God. Their father Cain used to offer sacrifices, but now that their father was gone, they did away with such foolishness. Why should they offer sacrifices? After all, they had to look out for themselves. When they sat in their warm tents after overcoming their enemies, they were not content until Jubal and others arrived with the zither and flute to make joyful music. Then there would be a wild feast to celebrate the victory. As far as they were concerned, there was no such thing as sin. They did as they pleased, whether it was right or wrong. That's what Cain's people were like. Much closer to the Garden of Eden, there was a different song to be heard, a song of praise and adoration. That song was often raised when Seth's family gathered out in the field. Someone would speak about God's wonders. Together, the people would offer a sacrifice and pray, calling on the name of the Lord. Those worship services had begun in the days of Enosh, the son of Seth. Adam was still alive then and could participate. When their sacrifices were accepted and their prayers were heard, they thought about the Lord's goodness and greatness. The worshippers sang in delight. Seth's people did not have warm tents to sleep in, nor did they have musical instruments or sharp swords. They were not as clever as Cain's people, who sought their happiness in their own power. All the same, the simple songs that Seth's people used to praise the Lord were much more beautiful than Jubal's music. Under God's protection, they were safer than they could ever be in a city. They knew that happiness is to be sought not in wealth and power, but only in God's love. That's what Seth's family was like. In time, something unfortunate happened. Young men of Seth's family who were away from home caring for the sheep met members of Cain's family. They heard the music of Cain's family and saw strange but appealing sights, including some beautiful young women. They began to desire the beautiful things that Cain's family possessed. They said to themselves, "We should make friends with these strong, clever people. We want their daughters for wives." They did not worry about all the sin in Cain's family. In fact, they began to fall into the very same sins. Before long, Lamech's sin had infected Seth's family.
The Story Bible for Older Children, authored by Anne DeVries and published and produced in this digital format by Paideia Press, is brought to you by the Cantaro Institute. All rights reserved.